Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Kurt is looking for a second date update with Lucia. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
Doing all right. Your voice is familiar. Have you been on our show before?
Sadly, yes. At least I've tried to be. I called in and I've been ghosted. It's happened before. And they never picked up the phone. So I'm hoping this time we can actually get
it. We've attempted second date updates on your behalf. It just never
played out.
They were too good at ghosting, I guess.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Hey, this one, I really need help. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, the other ones didn't either. We never did get a reason. So I'm just wondering if there's a pattern here, Kurt.
We might learn something.
No. It's bad luck. I'm telling you. I don't know if she's got an old boyfriend or what, but this makes no sense. This was perfect.
All right. Take us from the beginning.
Okay. This, by the way, is the cutest girl you've ever seen. And I met her on Tinder.
Okay.
I know that doesn't sound possible, but it's true. We did.
Oh, wow.
Come on now.
I'm telling you. She was a total keeper. We went to dinner. And it just felt like such a great match. I'm telling you, this girl is adorable. And she's sweet. She's nice. I just felt like picking her up and showing her to the world. You know, it was just like, she's with me. It was that kind of a girl.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
And I did not do anything out of line. I was well behaved. You know, we like the same things. We're both soccer fans. We like checking out breweries. We're both West Siders. And there's just no reason that she's disappeared on me, you know. It was a small kiss goodnight, a hug. I didn't ask for anything more. I didn't offend her. We clicked. There was chemistry. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. I don't know how to do any better.
Maybe she liked the date. Maybe she liked you. She just wasn't feeling it for you. You know what I mean?
It wouldn't have felt like so much chemistry if that was the case. It just like we had eye contact and it was comfortable and the kiss was better than just like a peck. And it doesn't add up. And it's got to be like some old boyfriend popped in or something. And if I just found that out, I guess I could just move on. You know?
Something's going on that has nothing to do with you. You are so convinced that it was all such perfection that there's just no way.
I was on. It was a good performance by me. I'll stand by that.
Well, hey, so now let's take a look at that. Was it a performance or was it sincere and authentic and real?
Oh, sorry for that word choice, but I was simpatico. I guess that was like she must have thought I was charming.
Okay.
But when you originally used the term performance, you did mean on the date and not in the bedroom. Like you guys didn't hook up, right?
No, it would have been a dream come true, but no.
Okay. So the kiss was pretty passionate, huh?
It could have been more passionate, but it got the job done, I thought. It made me happy.
Okay.
We've had second date updates that ended because the kiss wasn't all that great. You know, like you didn't pass the kiss test.
True.
It was a no drooler. I thought it was. I came out of it pretty good.
Oh, well, you didn't say it was a no drooler.
Well, then.
I'm telling you, I didn't do bad. This was not my fault. You'll see.
All right.
I'm not doubting you guys had chemistry. I'm just not 100% sure if it was the kind of chemistry you thought it was. Like, guys have been known to misunderstand that before. Like, oh, my God, she was so nice, and she was so flirty, and she was looking at me in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are women who kind of unintentionally flirt. They don't mean to, but guys take it that way.
Right. They just think they're being nice.
They're just being friendly.
They're being friendly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Used to get me in trouble all the time. All the time.
Oh, it still does.
All the time.
I'm telling you, she had like this little Reese Witherspoon thing going on. She just was like a doll. I want her back.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's see what she says. We'll take a break here. And when we come back, we'll try to call Lucia. Let's hope she takes the call. We've had experiences with Kurt in the past where he's been ghosted. I'm beginning to wonder if there is a pattern here. No offense.
Mm-hmm. No, let's find out.
None taken, but there isn't.
All right. We'll see. Coming up, a second date update continues next on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Kurt met this adorable, beautiful, funny, charming woman named Lucia on Tinder. Kurt has called the show before, trying to get second date updates on at least two other occasions, and we've not had success in either case. We were either not able to get a hold of the person or they just didn't answer, and here we are again. I'm beginning to wonder if there's some kind of pattern going here with Kurt as someone who has been ghosted more than once.
Is he doing something that he's not even realizing he's doing that's just really turning these women off?
And all three times, he was clueless. Had no idea what it could possibly be.
I mean, did you have this same kind of chemistry with these other girls that didn't call you back?
I wouldn't say it was like this. This was special. This was like long-term. It had long-term written all over it. So okay. Maybe the other ones, I oversold the whole thing. But this one was real.
Yeah, and
I'm confident.
Kurt did say that they kissed at the end, and it was passionate, and it really felt right to him. So,
okay.
You know, if that's your last impression, I could understand why that would be, hey, what? Come on. We had a moment here, right?
Mm-hmm.
She kissed me back.
She kissed you back. So, you ready to call her?
You guys are. I'm scared to now. You're making me...
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
Now, let's get you some closure. You've earned it. You've called us multiple times.
Hell, we need closure.
I know. I want to know.
So do I.
Hello.
Hi, can we speak to Lucia, please?
This is her.
Hi, Lucia. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
Jeff.
From the radio show?
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing?
Man, yeah.
How are things? What's going on?
Well, I guess I totally know what this is about.
Yeah, this is a second date update call, as you seem to have guessed.
God.
Do you not like our show?
No, I love your show. No offense, it's just a little ridiculous coming from who I think it is. And I just want to put it out there that he needs to know, like, this was not cool, and he needs to never, ever do this to another woman again.
You know, I'm so glad we got you on the phone because, Kurt, I assume we're talking about Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Kurt has called our show before. Evidently, you're not the first person to ghost him.
No, I'm not surprised.
And we're trying to see if there's some kind of pattern here. He thinks that this situation is different because I got to tell you, he's very taken with you.
Mm-hmm.
You made quite an impression on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had nothing but the highest compliments for you.
Oh, God.
And he really felt like you two were vibing. He said you two shared a kiss. I mean, he's not making this up, is he? He said the kiss was great. What?
No. No.
It was not great?
God, no. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's not wrong with things, what happened, but how it happened, it's just not. I mean, here's the deal. He's a really, really tall guy. I think he's like 6'4", 6'5".
Oh,
and
very
I'm normally
tall.
Really attracted to that.
You are really attracted to that?
Ugh, I just love it. I like my men tall, and I'm a short girl. I'm petite. I'm 5'2", yeah, about 100 pounds. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm healthy, I promise. I'm just really, really tiny, and I've always been.
So wait, you're 5'2", and he's 6'4"?
Yes, like he looks like he's kidnapping me, probably.
That's so funny.
I have
that's
a feeling.
That's quite a height difference.
That was my parents. My mom's 5'2", my dad is 6'4".
Yeah.
Did he say something about where your height matched his body?
Oh, God.
He actually just couldn't stop talking about how cute and tiny I was. And it was like overly, like just overdramatic. He kept measuring me. You know how like people put their fingers around your arms or legs or like your thighs to see if your fingers could go around? Like that kind of stuff. And that just bugged me so much. That can be the most annoying thing in the world.
What do you mean? Just making a big deal about your height?
just like how tiny I am. Like, oh, you're so little. You're so cute. Oh my gosh. I just want to like hug you. And he just was like, it was just too much.
You've just found that annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I'm a small individual, but like, it also gets to a point where you're just like, all right, can we move on? Like, can I get to know you? Do you want to get to know me? Or do you still want to talk about how my physical body, like, it was just,
yeah,
a lot.
Sure.
So, imagine if it was the other way around. Yeah, I just can't believe how big you are. Yeah. Can I see, how many hands does it take to get around your thigh?
But Lucia, you did say that like tall guys are your thing.
Yeah,
they are, and I love it. But I wasn't obsessing over it. I wasn't like, wow, you're so tall and delicious, like I would say in my mind.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, it was fine until when we left. He literally, he pushed my arm like down to my side and lifted me up by my biceps. Like I could not move,
oh,
and
wow.
I was just dangling there. And that's when he kissed me. It was the most weirdest. It was weird and so creepy.
Did he lift you up like it was figure skating?
More like little kid picking them up, getting punished.
He had your arms pinned down.
Yeah,
he picked you
up. I couldn't move.
Okay.
I just felt so helpless. Like, don't ever do that again to anybody. Like, that's just weird.
Okay. Well, did you say that to him?
Yes, I said, please don't do that again. I said it as nice as possible. I just didn't want to be rude, but okay. I was like, oh, please don't ever do that again, like that and like that.
Mm.
Like, I don't know.
All right. See, he should have picked up on that.
Yeah, I think so.
Anything else, Lucia?
He's just, no, thank God.
All right, were you feeling it up until that point, or were there other things just generally? Did you just not feel like you gelled with him, or was that the main thing?
Like, I mean, I think we got along great, but it's just the comments about my size, and then that was just the last straw, the cherry on top, the kiss.
Yeah, it you was, probably get you know, to a point where you're like, okay, I kind of feel like you're obsessed with this one aspect of me, and
yeah,
my size doesn't define who I am.
It was like a fetish. It was weird.
I understand.
Yeah. All right.
You still with us, Kurt?
I am, but I want to defend myself.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
Well, first of all, when I picked her up, it wasn't like I was attacking her and trying to hurt her. I was holding her arms just for leverage so that it would be a smooth lift up in the air. It wasn't like I was attacking her. That's not true. And I'm starting to think maybe she was maybe a little insecure about her and kind of exaggerated how much I was talking about it. Yes, she's very cute. She is a living, cute doll in the best way possible. But I think she might be a little bit overdoing maybe her own thoughts about her size than me constantly saying it, because I wasn't. You know, I was gushing. And maybe it just got sidetracked on that one subject, I guess. But I was not physically trying to overpower her. I want to go on record as saying that.
Well, I'm not a little doll, and when you say things like that, it's like talking about a little girl, like tiny, cute. Like, I'm a woman. I'm grown. I have my own job. I'm not a little cute doll. I'm independent. It's just, you don't do that to women.
I can see it. I was just nervous, and I just used the wrong terminology, but I know you're a woman. I know you're cool. I know you're grown up. I know you're responsible for yourself, and I didn't mean it that you weren't a cool woman by any stretch. I was just kind of, I was overtaken by how cute you were, to tell you the truth. And if the wrong words came out, it wasn't because I had the wrong feelings.
See, if someone called me cute, I'd take that as a compliment. But, you know, I'm coming at it from a whole different...
Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. I think some women like being called cute a couple of times, but
oh, that's right.
Don't
you told
we want to be?
You don't like that,
you know. I'm fine with it now, but there would have been a time in my life. It's like I don't want to be cute.
You want to be
cute?
Sexy.
What movie is that from? Cute is for puppies. I'm not. Oh, it's from Bull Durham. I'm not cute. I want to be sexy and exotic.
I think the word adorable is an underrated word. I think people don't know how much it means, and she's adorable. She is somebody that you could adore for a lot of reasons. It's not like a little doll comment. It's a bigger word than that, and that fits her.
And when you say adorable, are you referring to her physical appearance or her personality?
The whole package.
The whole package.
Her cuteness, her personality, her although I felt like she was very confident, but now I'm thinking that maybe it's an issue with her about her own insecurity about it. So
no, I'm not insecure with me and my, but like, that's not what it is. It's just adorable. We have two different, I guess, views on adorable. And to me, it's for a little girl, a baby, a tiny infant, like not a grown woman. Like, I don't want to be called adorable, and that's fine. If you want to call your dates adorable and they like it, that's good for them, but that's just not going to work for me. I'm sorry. It's a turnoff. Like, what if I called you, I don't know, like something you didn't like, and it has nothing to do with your insecurity, like a little.
I'd just be happy if you called me at one point.
Sorry.
So, Kurt, I got to ask you, these other dates, were they...
Were you getting caught up in their physical appearance in any way?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. It's the first time I'd been on a date with somebody in her height category. They're usually just out of convenience a little taller, to tell you the truth.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah,
for
but
me.
did you get upset? Oh, you had the most beautiful eyes. Oh, your eyes, they're so striking. I can get lost in your eyes for days. Oh, just look at me. Oh, your eyes. You didn't get caught up like that.
I'm not gonna confess that I was horrible in any on the dates. I am who I am, so I hope I wasn't that way.
Well, Lucia, we appreciate you taking the call. Thank you for the explanation. And Kurt, I'm glad we were finally able to get a hold of someone and get some answers.
I'm sort of glad. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
at least now you know.
I know we don't love the outcome in this particular case, but.
Closure.
Hey, there's something to be said for closure. I appreciate you willing to put yourself out there, Kurt. Not once, not twice, three times.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
All right. Later, Kurt. So, if we can do a second date update for you, don't even bother.
Stop
I'm
it.
Kidding.
Send us an email.
All right, send us an email.
Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
You're exhausting sometimes.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.